kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. You know, I've been rolling over and rolling over, like the founding fathers are probably doing, but I'm not in my grave. I'm alive, but is America? That's a question. Is America alive? What's bothering me? Why am I rolling over and rolling over? I'll tell you what's bothering me. It stems from the same stench that is in all of our countries. The Jew stench. On this week's news, I did an article entitled 50 Actual College Course Titles That Prove That America's Universities Are Training Our College Students to Be Socialists. It goes way beyond being a socialist. Of course, I just can't get over the fact that even our students would put up with such nonsense. This article will shock you. I know it shocked me. I just can't believe that. You know, when Ben Franklin said that the Jews come into a nation and the first thing they do is degrade it morally, and of course economically, etc., etc. But I got up specifically because I just had to do this show, and it's been on my mind to do this show for several days now. I cannot believe how badly we've been, our moral fiber has gone down. I can't believe that the students would actually allow their learning institutions to even provide these courses. I also can't believe that these same students would be willing to pay for such a course, or their parents for that matter. They talked about a scandal. This Jew, a friend of mine sent me something, and he said about that fellow that was taking tests for people and the scam that went on there. Well, it turned out it was a Jew, of course. And first he did the dirty deed, and then he wore a wire revealing it all out. The Jew is at the bottom of every despicable thing in this country, and at the top of it as well. Listen, the article says this. What in the world are they teaching our young people? As you go through the list of college course titles below, I'm sure that many of you will be completely shocked. Most parents assume they are sending their children to college to get prepared for their future careers. But the truth is that a lot of our major colleges and universities have become little more than indoctrination centers for progressive thought. Remember, I've told you that it's indoctrination, it's no longer education. And this is what's bothering me, because you may have heard the word culture many times, but you might not know what culture is. Culture is our art. Culture is Christianity, our religion. Culture is our architecture. Culture is our learning institutions. These have all been degraded, severely degraded by the Jew. When you hear these college titles, you're going to realize that your children are going to be turned into useless, horrible warriors for the communist cause. They're going to be degraded into homosexuality, etc., etc., etc. This is the destruction of the family, ladies and gentlemen. After they get done teaching these courses to your children will look at you a total different way and say to themselves, look how progressive I am, and look at how way back and backward my parents are. They don't accept these things that I accept. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just, I mean, it's just so far off the charts at this point. Remember I talked about the great buildings in Chicago that they had in the World's Fair there, 200 buildings that they tore down, and I'm sure they've torn down a lot of our great architecture that would reveal our greatness. They've done it worldwide. These colleges used to be great halls of learning, higher learning. They've become just like Hollywood, just like our music. Music is another part of our culture. Music is now to the point, it's never been lower than it is now. It's not even music anymore. The art has been brought down to things like throwing a used tampon on a canvas, or defecation on a canvas, or whatever it might be. The institutes of learning now have also degraded the test scores to accommodate the beasts of the field because they can't pass the courses. So in the same time, it makes Whitey go down, because now Whitey doesn't have to work hard, he doesn't have to do anything, he can just sort of cruise on through because it's now so easy that anybody could do it. We've gone from the founding fathers, who were supremely, I mean, incredibly educated. down to virtual idiots in our world today. If you meet the young people, you wouldn't be astounded by their etiquette or their education or their brilliance. You'd be sickened by it much of the time. You'd be shocked that what are they teaching these children, just as the article says. Can you imagine going into debt to be indoctrinated, brainwashed into destroying your own country, and paying for it too? And actually, you're going to pay for it. I was speaking with somebody that was of very later age, and they said they just finished paying their college tuition. And they knew other people that had just finished. People in their 60s just finished paying their college education. And this is for this? You wait until you hear this. Maybe you heard it before, but I think you should listen again. Our college students are literally being systematically trained to be socialists, and it is working. According to a brand new Harris poll that was just released, 37.2% of all Americans prefer living in a socialist country, quote unquote. But for millennials and Generation Z combined, the figure is 49.6%. That means essentially half of our young adults want to be socialists. And that has enormous implications for the future of our society. Yes, it does. As I've said many times before, and this rings the bell over and over and over again, this is what happens when you bring Jews into your country. Seriously. You're witnessing the end of America. And this socialist nonsense is something that's not working out even in South America. So it's something that's doomed to fail here too. And yet, it goes on and on and on. See, if you're a communist, that means you're an atheist. If you're a communist or a socialist, that means you're against the halves of the country, which are the white people. I couldn't even begin to tell you the ramifications of this thing. I mean, I could talk about it. It just means that your future is over. You know, I talked to a fellow, and I mentioned this before I left Boston, and he said to me, it's a good time to be old. And I can't disagree with him whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hate the world like we're supposed to do, you will. You know, when I see these women with purple hair and all this nonsense, I don't know how to describe it to you. I can't tell you enough how much they disgust me. These women that wear, you know, you've seen the women that wear glasses and they're too fat, nobody likes them, and they want everybody to, they want to be social justice warriors. You know the ones I'm talking about? I just can't stomach them. I can't stomach them. They just make, I don't even want to look at them. Well, it says, so how did this happen? Well, the truth is that it really isn't a mystery. Progressives have a stranglehold on higher education. See, it's funny how they never say the Jews. You know what I mean? This is talking about socialism. This is an article in one of the sites I get news from. I don't like to tell it because everybody else goes there and steals the news from the same places I do. You know what I mean? And I kind of like to keep my own things. Not that this is the greatest site or anything, but it's just incredible. This article is just blows my mind. Progressives, this means Jews, white traitors, Antifa, socialists, communists, etc., etc. They have a strangle on higher education in the United States, and they are training future generations of leaders to think just like them. Young America's Foundation has just released their yearly report on the craziest colleges, college courses in America, and I pulled some examples out of the report that demonstrates how bad things have gotten. The following are 50 actual college course titles that prove that America's universities are literally training our college students to be socialists. Now listen, I am absolutely outraged with this. What can I do about it? I'm not sure. I'm going to pray about it. I know that. I don't see that I can go and hang around colleges with signs. I mean, I just can't even conceive that our higher institutions of learning have turned into such low grade, can I call it education? This is why you don't let Jews in your country. This is why you don't let Jews teach your children. This is why you don't let Jews treat your people. If the medical community is the third largest killer in the nation, and many of these doctors are Jews treating our people, what is this telling you? If the fourth largest killer in the nation is the pharmaceutical industry, which is Jew-run, Jew-owned, what is that telling you if it's the fourth largest killer in the nation? If the FDA is being controlled by the government because it's an ABC entity, and Jews are controlling our government through the central bank scheme and through making crazy laws and everything, who do you think's approving all these drugs? If the drug companies are allowed to do the tests on the drugs and they just tell the FDA, this is okay, then the FDA says, yes, that's okay. Go right ahead. Test the people. And I wanted to mention this too. Our institutions of learning didn't have sports. This was one of the first degradations. But do you remember the movie Animal House, don't you? After seeing that movie, it never dawned on me at the time. Of course it didn't. But let me ask you a question. After that movie came out, and several like it, do you think the colleges emulated that and college life turned worse? Or do you think college life remained the way it was? I think you know the answer. Debauchery. Everything's a party in America. And you saw the Sean Penn, who's a Jew, in the school ordering a pizza. Remember that? This was the disdain he had for education. For white, the way we educated our people. See, now that you look back at these things, they take on a whole different light, don't they? It's not so funny as you thought it might have been, is it? Like when Rodney Dangerfield went back to college? You must understand that that's psychological warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And this is psychological warfare as well. I am outraged by this, that our great institutions of learning have turned into virtual swill holes, sinkholes. And I recommend that nobody attend these schools anymore. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to go into debt. It's not worth it to destroy your child. You spend years bringing up your child and take care to do this and to do that all the way through bringing your child up. And then you hand your child over to a Marxist professors, to a bunch of Marxist professors and traitorous white Marxist professors as well, to be destroyed. That's what you're doing. And you're paying to have your children destroyed, or your children are paying to have themselves destroyed. And at the end of it, there's really not that many jobs. How many times have you heard about college-educated people with their degrees and they're working at McDonald's? But at least they're communist workers working at McDonald's, social justice warriors working at McDonald's, right? At least they got the education that the Jew wanted them to have. And instead of them getting the job, they'll bring some Indian in on an HB1 and give them the job. Do you remember Disney, who brought in a whole bunch of Indian people to train them in the to have the white people of the IT department train them and told them that once they train them, they're fired? Who runs Disney? Just take one guess. Now, Harvard University is a hotbed Jewish university now. It never used to be. Let's begin. Harvard University. These are the courses, ladies and gentlemen. Who is a fascist? Culture and politics on the radical right. 2. Princeton University. Marx in the 21st century. 3. Yale University. Progressivism, theory and practice. 4. University of Alabama, oppression and social justice. 5, University of Florida, ecofeminism. Ecofeminism. University of Florida, great political thinkers, Machiavelli and Marx. Great political thinkers? Really? University of Kentucky, inequalities in society. The fables of the Jews with all their equality nonsense. University of Missouri, promoting social justice, diversity, and inclusion capstone. Middlebury College, beyond intersectionality, developing anti-racist and anti-capitalist feminisms. Are you hearing this? Seriously, are you hearing this? You wonder why our satanically modified women are so screwed up today. Developing anti-racist and anti-capitalist feminisms. Middlebury College, Economics of Discrimination. University of Minnesota, where do you get a load of these ones? Inequality and the American Dream. University of Minnesota, Immigration to the United States Beyond Walls. University of Minnesota again, Marx for Today. You know, Karl Marx. University of Minnesota, Multicultural Gender Fair Curriculum. University of Iowa, Introduction to Social Justice. University, is this education, ladies and gentlemen? Is this something important that will help your child to develop their own businesses, or to learn banking, or to learn history, or to... No, it's... It's nothing that's going to help anybody except help them be destroyed and to destroy their country and society. University of Iowa, Working for Social Justice. University of Illinois, Interrogating Masculinities. They're attacking the real. You understand? They're attacking mankind. Like, that's what feminism does, right? Listen to how many of these courses had feminism in it, right? You know what a social justice warrior is, right? Oh, my God. The social cataclysm that Pike talked about. I keep on reminding you about that. This is all part of all that. Indiana University, Looking Like a Feminist, Visual Culture and Critical Theory. University of Maryland, Feminist Conceptualizations of Knowledge. Feminist Reconceptualizations of Knowledge. University of Michigan, Eco-Queer Feminist Art Practices. Yeah, you heard that right. Eco-Queer Feminist Art Practices. This is a college course, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to think about that for a second while I take a sip of this coffee. I got up good and early so I could do this show for you, because I had no reaction to it whatsoever. Nobody's outraged. Nobody's rolling around in their bed like I am. Nobody's saying to themselves, what's happening to our country? Well, here's what's happening to your country. If you thought something was wrong but you didn't know what it was, I've been telling you for a long time now. And this is part of what's wrong. And it all comes down to the Jew. The Jews are running these institutions of learning now. They got themselves embedded into our government. They've got themselves embedded into our financial system, into our every borough in the nation. And now they're in your mind. And they've been in your mind for a long time. You celebrate Christmas, don't you? Michigan State University, Gender, Justice, and Environmental Change, Methods and Application. Ohio State University, Breaking the Law, An Introduction to Gender Justice. Penn State University, The Life and Thought of Malcolm X. That ought to be good for you, some nice good communist Negroid crapola. Purdue University, Gender and Diversity in Management. University of Wisconsin, Transgender in Historical Perspective. How do you like that? I mean, I just can't even begin to think about... Imagine your child is brought up as a Christian, even as a Judeo-Christian, which they should have some morals, I would think. And they enter the college course, and they're looking through the courses. What courses should I take? Can you imagine the teacher of the course, never mind what the quality of the students are taking these courses? Just picture that classroom. What a freak show it must be. And just think the product that comes out of this class, what a freak it will be. Number 26, University of Wisconsin, Queering Sexuality Education. Queering Sexuality Education. University of Wisconsin, Global Hip Hop and Social Justice. In other words, not only on top of that, what this is this particular course was for Africans, all right? And so what that does is it makes it so that they can pass some course. What are you going to do if you studied hip-hop and social justice? How does that make you more educated? What is useful about hip-hop? Seriously, I'm just curious. But hatred, right? Hip-hop is hatred. It's racial hatred towards the white race. In many, many, many cases, right? If not all. So, think about that for a while you're taking the course Queering Sexuality Education. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, really. Williams College, Racial Capitalism. See, we don't... Racial is a good word. We don't accept that it's a bad word. Jew is a bad word. Williams College, Understanding Social Class. Williams College, Global Warming and Environmental Change. They're still using the term global warming. Interesting. Number 31, Amherst College, Contemporary Debates, Gender and Right-Wing Populism. Amherst College, From Birth to Death, LGBTQ Life Trajectories. Can you dig that? How would you like your daughter or your son to take that course, huh? Can you imagine what the freak that teaches this course is? Not only in the classroom, but in their personal life. Swarthmore College. Swarthmore. Like Swarthy? Swarthmore College. I'm number 33. Race, Gender, Class, and Environment. Swarthmore College. Queering God. You hearing this? Queering God, Feminist and Queer Theology. Now, I don't know if you're starting to get outraged a little bit about this, but maybe you'll be rolling over soon, too, when you think about that these are the institutions of learning in your country, and this is going to be the future of your children. The future citizens of this country, And it already said 49 point whatever, 6% of the newer generations want to be socialists and probably queers like Jews. You see, Jews are turning the world into what they are. Jews are trying to turn the whole world into race mixers like they are, haters like they are, anti-white like they are, and on it goes. Baby touchers like they are, baby killers like they are, and radical freaks like they are, mentally inept like they really are. Queering God, Feminist and Queer Theology at Swarthmore College. And that's religious teaching, by the way. Swarthmore College, Queering the Bible. Are you hearing this? Number 36, Wesley College, Rainbow Republic, American Queer Culture, from Walt Whitman and Lady Gaga. This is a college course. Let me read it again for you. Rainbow Republic, American Queer Culture, from Walt Whitman to Lady Gaga. This is a college course. Wellesley College, Modern Families and Social Inequalities. Carleton College, Black Radical Political Thought. Pomona College, Black Women Feminism and Social Change. And that was feminism with an S in parentheses at the end. Feminisms. Pomona College, Queering Childhood. I'm just shaking my head, folks. I'm just shaking my head. I tell you, I think these institutions should be closed or destroyed. The military should bomb these institutions and put an end to them. Claremont McKenna College, Inequality, Politics, and Public Policy, Class, Race, and Gender. Davidson College, Feminization of Poverty. Here's the apex right here. Butler University, The Problem of God. Creighton University, Global Citizenship. Remember I told you that the Jews are trying to make everybody into what they are, globalists, internationalists, instead of nationalists. And they have a big problem with Yahweh, God. DePaul University, Sexual Justice, Lesbians, Gays, and the Law. These are college courses, ladies and gentlemen. Georgetown University, that's where Clinton went. The Breast, Image, Myth, and Legend. Providence College, Globalization and Social Justice. St. John's University, Inequality, Race, Class, and Gender. University of Pennsylvania, this is number 49, American Jesus. That must be the Jewish Jesus, right? University of Pennsylvania, Womanism and Identity Politics in the Realm of Hip Hop.
are we in a nightmare? Are we in hell here?
As I've said many times before, is it possible we're in hell? And so the article goes on and says, this system of higher education, quote unquote, in other words, it's alleged higher education, has produced Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and millions of young radical leftists just like her. And even though she has only been in Congress for a little more than 2 months, AOC is already one of the most popular politicians in America. Unfortunately, she is tremendously disgusted with capitalism. In fact, according to the NBC News, she just told a large crowd that capitalism cannot be redeemed, quote-unquote. When I see this woman, I can't even tell you the disgust, disdain, I mean, actual immediate hatred, the ugliness of this woman inside. And she's not a woman. It's a demon. They're putting demons in your children. When you start messing around with queers and everything else, you're asking for trouble. And you're going to open doors. You start playing around with the... what do they call that? Yoga? Notice how yoga is promoted to white women. Does that ever make you wonder why? I told you there was somebody that told me they went to yoga classes and they said the thing was full of queers, you know, and the like, the LGBTQ community. Now this tells me a story, and this is how they keep these people and get them so full of demons. Because they go into these things and open up their selves and allow things to come in them. And once they're in them, I'm sure those things bring other things with them. You see? When I see this occasion, you know, I can just picture a sword coming across. Like when I see Nancy Pelosi, I could just picture a baseball bat or a sword coming across the screen and her head rolling and toppling over until it hits the wall, spattering blood all along the way. It's so disgusting to see the product of this education system. You know, a lot of times you enjoy a product, a vehicle or whatever, of a company, but this product is so distasteful, so overbearing, so disgusting, so full of hate that nobody could like it. Except another hater like itself. It's demon-filled. Is that what you want for your child? You men have spent 18 years nurturing that child on your breast, making sure it could go to the child, it, I says. Making sure, well, because I don't know if it's a female or a male. Making sure your child can go to the best schools, private schools, all kinds of things, only to find out that they go into college and come out like AOC. Can you imagine, after all that special care, that the Jew, within a short period, 2 to 4 year period, could destroy all and undo all you have done and put your child or you in further debt? Well, not only is it possible, it's probable, likely, and we see the evidence of it. If 49.6% want to live in a socialist country and be socialists, which means communists, which means atheists, which means white haters, which means just like the Jew is going to make twice the child of hell. You see, AOC found out as soon as she got in that she was Jewish. She just didn't know that before that, but she just found out.
Yes, she did.
I really don't. I don't even want to see this woman's face. I don't want to hear anything she has to say. Because nothing good can come from this corrupted tree. There will be no good fruit from this tree. I already know this thing by its fruits. Already. I mean, I can see spiritually that something's wrong. Never mind physically. I can see physically something's wrong too. I can see mentally something's wrong. Instead, I don't want to hear any more what she has to say. Is this where our country's headed? Is there any hope that we can return to the values that this nation was founded upon? We better hope so, because those values helped us to become the greatest nation on the entire planet. I really like how Trish Reagan made this point in her recent piece. America is losing its way amid this socialism madness. The new alt-left's mob-like insanity is spinning a lie that capitalism is bad and that capitalists are bad. Capitalism has made us... Listen to this. The article likes this. Now, you can see that this is another woman that has no idea about anything that's going on. Why do I say that? She's saying that that it's socialism madness and that capitalism is bad and capitalists are bad. Capitalism has made us what and who we are as an economy and as a nation. See, God hasn't made us what we are. She doesn't know that both the communists and the capitalists are the Jews, and that this is the Hegelian dialectic. She has no idea. The Jews are both the capitalist corporations and these insane communists like Bernie and this AOC and the rest of them. Can you not see this? Not you. You! Alexander Hamilton said during the founding years of our great republic, "True liberty, by protecting the exertions and talents of industry and securing them to their justly acquired fruits, tends more powerfully than any other cause to augment the mass of national wealth and to reduce the mischiefs of opulence." Well, Alexander was half Negroid and half Jew. There was a fellow known as the Informer, and he had a lot of proof on these things. That's why Alexander was for the banks and was against Jackson wanting to not have the banks. So this article writer doesn't know any more than the woman. He says, I much agree with her. As a nation, we are definitely losing our way. And it's not because we turned away from the Father in heaven. It's because of capitalism. Capitalism has made us what we are. Oh, the lies of the devil. The filthy lies and the twisted logic of these people. They can't see who made America great. What they're really saying to you is they believe that capitalism, which the Jew is, made America great. The Jew made America great, is what they're saying. In a sideways way, right?
So this is what our education system has now become. And that was just 50 of the ones he pulled out in this article. Whether he knows or not that the communists and the capitalists are both the Jews, that's at least he brought out these 50 college courses that can really make an American sad. Sad that the students don't recognize the problem with that. Sad that the government, who claims that they want to protect the people, aren't looking into things like that and taking care of that. They're too busy sucking on Jews to help America. All they do is help the Jews. If they were to go against these college professors and put them in jail, Hitler would have put them in jail. Hitler wouldn't allow something like these crazy, crazy college courses. He would have destroyed all the materials for these courses. That's what the Germans were burning when they were burning books, folks. They weren't burning the Bible. I assure you of that. I can assure you of it. This is what destroys an empire. This is what has destroyed empire after empire after empire, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that you haven't looked into the history of the Adamic race, not only in the Bible, but in the history, the real history, which is now being changed and masked and everything else and destroyed. If you could only know what I know, that there's a common thread why all empires have fallen. That common thread is still here, and it's the Jew. There's testimonies to all this. You got to realize, within 4 years of Hitler ejecting the Jews out of Germany, Germany became the greatest nation, the greatest economy, other than America, from being at the bottom. So that's a testimony of what happens when you get the Jew out of your country. And all of our countries now are a testimony on what happens when you let the Jew into your country. Look at France. Look at Germany, which is another occupied land, and it's occupied by the Jews through America. See, not only Palestine is occupied by the Jews, but Germany is occupied by the Jews. And they want to set up a Jew land there. Somebody sent me this thing. I forget the name of the place they want to. They want to set up another Palestine within Germany, where they steal that land and make it a Jew capital. Because they're already occupying Germany. So eventually they'll just steal all of Germany. Like they're working on these Palestinians. They're genociding the Germans, and they're genociding the Palestinians, and they're genociding white people in general. And now they're trying to cause a war between the Muslims and the Christians for another genocide of their two most... Those are the enemies of the Jew. The Muslim and the whites. The white Christians. Those are the Jew enemies. And the Judeo-Christian has no idea about any of this. Has no idea whatsoever that any of this is going on. It's a sad day today. It's starting out sad. This is the 19th of March. And tomorrow is the beginning of the new year. The real beginning of it, not the fake one like January 1st. You don't start a new year in the middle of winter.
Wow, this is just... What makes me question even more is that nobody responded when I put it in the news. Maybe nobody listens to my news anymore. There's some people that have written me and say, thank you for keeping doing the news. Maybe you didn't listen to my news. Maybe you didn't know about this article, but you know about it now. What do you think about it? Do our nations have any future? As long as we allow the Jew to stay in our nations? No. No future for us anyway. I guess what the Jew parasite does is it does what it does in Palestine. Is it occupies until it can take this portion and take that portion and take this portion and take that portion. Eventually it occupies more and more and more until it has the whole thing. But the problem is if they could kill all the people and they have nobody to race mix with eventually and they occupy everything, it's like that Star Trek episode. The bell tolls for thee, Jew. The bell tolls for thee. 5 times for your father the devil's 5-point plan. In the Star Trek episode, there was this fellow that was half white and half black. And then there was another one that was half black and half white. You know, one was on the black was on the right side, the other one, the black was on the left side. And they were the last two people of their so-called race. And they eventually expunged each other. That's what will happen. This is what I've talked about several times, that if it were possible, and it won't be, but if it were possible that the Jew could kill all the white people, then they'd begin to kill all the other beasts of the field. And eventually, they'd kill each other down to the last one. And everything would be dead after that. I'm sorry for you if you don't understand the things I'm telling you. I'm sorry if you don't know what Hitler knew, and the German people knew, and I know. I'm sorry that you can't see 2 inches in front of your face, because if you can't see these things I'm telling you, you're just going to be consumed. You ever see the... what was it? This cartoon where this German soldier starts fighting and then a black jumps on him and they all race mix and end up in this big brown sludge. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to be part of the brown sludge. If you haven't given a donation, you can go to davidjamesboston.com and give one. I'd appreciate it very much. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, davidjamesboston@gmail.com. Yahweh bless all of you, and may he protect you and protect your mind and teach you. And I pray these things in the mighty name of Yahweh.
Of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I've wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. and the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just